Welcome to the Science and Spirituality Podcast, where we dive deep into universal spiritual principles and ground them in modern science. My name is Chris Carton.
And my name is Kevin Carton, and we are committed to simplifying the spiritual side of success for you with easy-to-understand scientific research so you can walk away with practical tools to create radical transformations in your life. Let's get started. Questions are portals into new experiences. However, when you think of new experiences, often we think of positive things, some new thing we want in life that we actually prefer. It's like, you know, a dream come true. We're achieving a goal. We're having this new conversation, new dynamic with a relationship, new experience in our bodies. So often it's thought about as a positive thing. But here's the thing. It also can be negative. A new experience might be something you wouldn't prefer, as in like something that is new to you, but it's not preferable. Like you maybe have failed at something, or that you're going in a downward spiral, and that that new experience is painful. It's uncomfortable. So that's what I mean by questions are portals into new experiences. It can go up, or it can go down. It can go towards something we want, or it can lead us away. It can lead us astray. So we want to be careful about the kinds of questions that we're asking. And that's what this whole episode's about, so that it can help you in just fine-tuning your awareness to be able to see and notice, where am I taking myself where I don't want to go? And we do this all the time because we all have patterns. We all have parts of our life or times in our life where we're unconscious. We're just living out our old patterns. We're kind of in the autopilot. And that's where it gets dangerous, where we start to ask ourselves questions. It's like a thought in our head. And we don't even realize that we're opening up new doorways of experience, that it's actually hurting us. And so we want to increase our awareness so that we can use questions to actually help ourselves to grow, to expand into something new that is preferable, that we actually want in our life. So let's talk about why this is true, that questions are portals into our new experiences. And then I'll lead you into some questions that'll support you in your life that will help you grow and help you become the version of yourself you actually want to become, have the kind of experiences you actually do want to have in your life. So questions are doorways or portals into new experiences, because every question that we ask has a certain vibration or frequency to it. There's an energy to the question we ask. That energy could be expansive or it could be limiting. For example, if you ask the question, why is this happening to me? And kind of have that kind of victim energy about it, it's like, oh, like, why can't I get a break? That question often is unconscious. Like, we just ask it off the cuff, or we might be saying it in conversation with a friend of ours and we're just, you know, venting. Or even more subtly, and this is where it gets dangerous, we're thinking that in our head, and it's like we're just repeating that again and again and again. If we think that, if we focus on that question, that frequency, that energy is very low. And so guess what? Like attracts like, law of attraction, you're going to start drawing to you answers that are in harmony with that energy, that are in harmony with that question. It's all in frequency. It's all in vibration. It's the same energy. So when you ask a low vibration question, or a question that is a victim of question, it's leading you down a path you don't want to go. No wonder you're going there. No wonder that life is not going to be going in the way that you want it to go, because you're asking the wrong questions. And it can be challenging. It can be really difficult, because when you're facing a challenging circumstance, there's a problem, you're having an obstacle in your life that maybe you've had in your life for weeks, months, even years. It could be really difficult to cause yourself to think a different thought, to ask a different question, because it seems like, oh, there's no hope. But the only way you actually have more hope or more awareness of an answer that'll help solve that problem for you is by asking a different question, to shift the energy, to shift the frequency, to receive a different answer. So the opposite then, if you ask an empowering question, you're going to get empowering answers. For example, you might ask the question, what can I do in the next month? Or what can I do in the next week to earn an extra $1,000? What can I do in the next month to earn an extra $5,000? What can I do to have greater peace and serenity daily in my life? What can I do to strengthen or increase the connection I have with my partner? What can I do to share my love more? Like, I can go on and on. All those questions are really high a vibration. They are leading you to an experience you want to have, because the answers you get from those questions will, of course, be more positive, be more uplifted. It's right there. It makes sense. But again, we live our life by patterns. And so we got to start challenging ourselves and start to notice what we're noticing about the thoughts that we're allowing pass through our consciousness. It's really key. So asking the question determines the answer. And you, one other thing, and then I'll give you some other suggestions of questions, some of my favorite, because what I was sharing before was just literally off the top of my head, but I got some prepared questions to help you with. But what was it? Oh, gosh, I went off on a tangent. Sometimes that happens, then I forget. The thoughts, you know, the questions you ask determines the answers you receive. I think I lost the point. let it be. I'll go right into questions. If that point comes back, I'll share it with you. But it's all in energy. It's all in vibration. And the more conscious we become of the questions we ask, the better our life becomes. And it's not about being perfect, of course, but it is about improving. It's about growing. It's about becoming more aware so that we can ask better questions. So here are some suggestions of questions. One of my favorite, this one I got from my mentor, Mary Morrissey. And it's something I ask every single one of my clients, at least a few times in our work together. And it is this: if time, age, money, education, gender, or experience were not factors in your life, then what would you want to do with your life? What would you desire? What would you love to create? What would you love to experience? If time, age, money, education, gender, experience were not factors, then what would you love? Notice how it just gets you way beyond the normal of your life. And it starts to allow you to explore possibility. Because usually, and I think, you know, you tuning into this podcast, I would imagine that you have a healthy level of belief in possibility in your life. But it's one thing to believe that there's possibility, and another thing to live into those possibilities. And the way you live into those possibilities is by giving more space and time for your contemplation, for your exploration, as I said. So explore that question. I'll say it one more time. Highly recommend you write this down and repeat it to yourself. Like I mentioned, I ask this to my clients multiple times. Usually it's like about once a week for like a month. I'll literally ask them if time, age, money, education, gender, experience, or anything else you might consider as a limitation, if those were not factors, then what would you love? What would you love? Gets you beyond your old patterning and really opens up possibilities. Allows your mind to turn on that. Allows your energy to recalibrate to a greater experience in your life. So that's number one. First question I'd recommend. Second question. This one I absolutely love. In my relationship with my wife, Viv, we ask each other this kind of question almost daily. It's at least a few times a week. The question is, what are you grateful for? Another version of this is, what are you excited about today? What are you looking forward to? Or if it's at the end of the day, a different version of the question is, what have you been grateful for today? What was really exciting about your day? What did you enjoy? What was fun about your experience today? That question really leads to beautiful conversation. I mean, you can ask it of yourself for sure and have a reflection with yourself, but when you ask that question and have a dynamic conversation with someone that you love, it's so powerful. You get to know someone at a deeper level, and there's always something new. You know, especially like, you know, Viv and I have been married now for a year, and we celebrated our 1 year anniversary, September 30th, 2023. And now that we've known each other for over 5 years, been married for a year, if you've had a relationship that is span that it has that kind of span of time or longer, you know that sometimes you can get into a rut, or like just a normal way of relating with each other, kind of like an autopilot experience. We all go through that. But these kinds of questions spark a completely new experience with that person, and it can be daily. So when Viv asks this question, or when I ask this question of her, we kind of like our spine straightens up. Like we roll our shoulders back. We ponder for a moment, and then we share authentically and connect deeply. Like there's a whole new experience that we have in that day, even though we've had maybe a similar day for weeks on end. Like that question will spark something new. And we've trained ourselves. This has become a pattern of ours to ask ourselves that question, or each other that question, so that we can continuously grow in new experiences together. So it's beautiful. Highly recommend that. Another question. And this, I'm excited to share this one with you, because this is a sneak peek into what it's like to work with me as your coach. So this question, I often lead people in this in when I have strategy sessions with them, but also absolutely in my coaching for longer periods of time with my clients. So the question is, what longings or what discontents are current in your life right now? Notice, and let me qualify this, because this is an interesting question. It really opens another doorway of new experience, because while you may know what you're longing for, what you're discontent about in your life, or what is just not working, like you know that there's parts of your life that it's time to change, but so often because we haven't changed it yet, we don't like looking at it. We don't like giving it attention. We don't like it giving it space in our mind and our heart. But here's the problem. It already has space and time spent up in your subconscious. It's there. But without greater awareness, you don't have the kind of energy required to make the change necessary. It's just like, oh, you're dealing with it. You settled. So when you call awareness to those struggles, those challenges, it's painful. It's not fun to look at. That I know. And that's why I do this with my clients, because on our own, including myself, like if I'm on my own, like I have my own coach I work with, and been many people over the last decade of work of growth, without support, we just go on with our normal patterns. We just stay in the unconscious. We don't really tap into our innate potential as spiritual beings. And so that challenge with that question kind of opens up the power within ourselves. But here's the key. It's tempting to fall into the victimhood mode when you ask that question. So watch out for that. And don't allow yourself to go there. Especially when you're wanting to grow, when you're wanting to have a new experience that's more preferable to you, like you actually growing and maybe achieving goals or living certain parts of your dream. By asking this question, it can be the open doorway to having the new experience, but it's so fine-tuned. It's like this crossroads when you ask that question. It's like, what am I discontent about? What is my longing? What do I really want to change? Because again, you're awakening a part of you that you do not like. You don't want in your life anymore, but you have to have awareness of it first. It's kind of like a stoke of a fire. It's like a fire starter for you. If you ask that question and you're honest with yourself from a more empowered place where you believe that, and you make a commitment to yourself, I am changing. I'm going to do something about this, but first I need to become aware. So what am I longing about? What am I longing for? What am I discontent about? What's the struggle? And then a follow-up question. How long has it been there? It's kind of like it digs even further. It hurts sometimes even more, but noticing the pattern of how long it's been there can really start to, in some ways, unbind your energy from that pattern, especially if it's been some months or years. That pain, that difficulty looking at that, it could be really powerful to start you on a new path. And to illustrate this, what I mean by this, and why I ask these questions, and it's a challenge. It really is. It calls people out, really. Or I think I actually prefer the term, it calls you up to your greater nature of who you really are, that as a being that is more than the challenges that you're facing. It's this great quote by a spiritual teacher named Reverend Dr. Michael Beckwith. He's a spiritual teacher from California, or lives in California. He runs a non-denominational church there. I believe it's non-denominational. It's a unity church, I believe. And it's called Agape International. And he has this great quote where he says, "We're often pushed by pain until we're pulled by a vision." We're often pushed by pain until we're pulled by a vision. And that's what I highlight with this question. We're allowing ourselves to be pushed by our pain for a time. And this is key because, again, you want to ask this question of yourself when you feel strong enough to know the answer and do something about it so that you are being pushed by that pain. It's like you're pushing yourself in a way. But I love that quote by Reverend Dr. Michael Beckwith because he provides a beautiful out, like a doorway for us to go forward with then. Because once you are pushed by your pain, or like that fire is stoked by that question of what's my discontent, what's my longing, what am I struggling with right now, how long has it been, and you're honest with yourself about that, heck, you can go even one step deeper and asking yourself, what is it costing me to stay here? What is it costing me to not change this pattern? And once you've gotten that clarity, that could be a fire starter. And then move to a vision. What would you love instead? Comes full circle back to the first question I suggested. If then time, age, money, education, gender, experience, anything is a limiting factor, were not factors, then what would you love? What's your dream? What do you desire? What do you really want? Go there. And that's pulling you forward. So don't stay pushed by your pain, because that's a very limiting experience. But it can help start something for you. It can help build a fire so that you can really move beyond the patterns of your old life. Really live something new that you're called to, that your soul is called to. I really believe that we're more than any challenge we're facing, but we have to be the ones who activate that power within ourselves. And that is the power of questions. It's like you open a new portal into a new experience. Like I literally think of it sometimes, not often, but if you're a Marvel fan, I love Marvel, more so until Thanos and Infinity War and Endgame. After that, it's like, it's okay. I'm still a fan, but it was prime for me before that and leading up to Thanos and his whole storyline. But Doctor Strange is my favorite character in that universe, Marvel universe. And think about if you have seen that. If not, maybe you're familiar with that. He has what's called a sling ring in that movie. And he opens portals to literally walk through and to literally travel to a different experience. I literally believe that that's what questions do for us. And if we stay tuned to that, if you've seen the movie, there's a part of the first movie, Doctor Strange, where he's first learning how to open those portals. And he's weak. Like he opens it a little bit, but it's like it's spark here or there, but it's not enough to really step through. I believe we have to strengthen our ability to ask questions by keeping our focused attention on that question. Because where our attention goes, energy flows. And so when you give more attention to that question, it's like you're strengthening your ability to open that portal for you to actually walk through and have that new experience, which I think Lynn's another perfect reason why it's so helpful to have support, to have a coach, to have a mentor, to have, heck, therapy is even a way of doing this, because therapists ask questions. It could be even a friend, a family member, someone that can support you, but usually trained professionals way easier. They know the kinds of questions to ask and how to hold state, instead of, you know, a friend or a family member might support you in a way of like keeping you stuck, which is a, some way, and sometimes we need that, of just like someone to vent to. Like, I'm not saying that friends, family, like talking with them is not powerful or helpful, but it's just not as consistently helpful as it could be if you have someone supporting you. So in a professional way. So anyway, that's a whole tangent. I'm not even meaning to like say like get a coach in this episode at all. Cause I think there's definitely a timing for everyone to have that kind of support in your life. Anyway, those are my suggestions of questions. Play with them. try them out and see what you experience. And then I'd love to hear from you too. In Spotify, I'll have a question there. It says, what kind of questions do you ask yourself, or what kind of questions are empowering for you? What kind of new questions can you ask yourself that would be more empowering? And I'd love to hear your thoughts, because I share, I publish those, I pin those, so that we can support each other basically in this community of science and spirituality, so that we can see each other's questions and support each other in that way. So I really would love for you to see your insights, your questions, and please post that in Spotify so I can check those out, connect with you, and we will talk in another episode. As always, have a great rest of your day.
And that's it for today. So thanks for tuning in. We really hope you enjoyed listening to this episode as much as we enjoyed recording it. So any questions, any comments, connect with us on Instagram personally at Kevin F. Carton
or at Chris J. Carton, or our podcast or Instagram page at Science and Spirituality Podcast. And if you feel guided to, the one thing that we do ask is for you to please rate the podcast and also leave a review. This way we can reach more people, and in that way impact more lives. So with that, we'll see you on the next episode.